Are low-income families better off today than they were before the pandemic? The federal government began to give those households more support to help pay for food and raise their families. But Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that while many families have more money, it's not enough to help them fully escape poverty.
Each week, the St. Luke food pantry gets packed with more than six rows of cars, and that's even before the pantry opens. Volunteer Lee Stratton handles the traffic.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Great.
Parking lot's full. We just put in park, put your flashers on. As soon as we start rolling here, I'll get y'all in as soon as we can. Okay? Thank you.
The pantry is based in Tupelo, Mississippi, the state with the highest poverty rate in the country. By the end of the day, the pantry will serve 559 cars. Stratton says that's been pretty standard for more than a year.
For me out here, it's been the same number. There's a lot of people coming. Just pack them in.
One of the people waiting is Jonna Phillips. Inflation's a big issue on her mind.
You know, the food prices are going up so freaking high that it's just ridiculous.
December's food prices were up more than 6% compared to the previous year, the largest hike since 2008. But if you ask Phillips how she's doing compared to before the pandemic,
we're better off, I would say.
Despite the long line at the pantry, a lot of people have that same answer, including Faith Spearman.
To me, I'm better off now because I got extra help.
That extra help came from SNAP, better known as food stamps. In October, the USDA permanently increased SNAP benefits by about 25%. Spearman still needs the food pantry to get by, but even with the inflation, she can now buy more groceries each month and let her son pick more of the food he wants.
My baby, he likes juice and stuff, so whatever kind of juice he's seen, he wanted.
What does that mean for you being able to let the kids pick some more food they like?
More smiles. So just to see him smile and know, hey, my mama got me this at the store, this is what I really wanted, that made me feel good.
Another helping hand came from the child tax credit.
They get excited. They're like, it's child tax credit day.
Aisha Ianduro runs a program helping families living in affordable housing in Jackson, Mississippi. Starting last July, the child tax credit sent parents hundreds of dollars each month based on how many kids they have and their ages.
One of our moms and I was saying, you know, are you excited and what are you going to use this check for? And she talked about how this was the first time she would be able to take her kids to the store to pick out their backpacks because they were getting ready for back to school time.
By November, the U.S. poverty rate dropped a couple percentage points below pre-pandemic numbers, according to estimates from Columbia University. Researchers credit that to the child tax credit and other COVID relief programs. The last monthly child tax credit payment went out in December. Democrats want to bring it back, but it's stuck in the Senate. The child tax credit has been a big help to Laura Cifuentes in the Mississippi Delta, but the economic consequences of the pandemic are still real here.
Before the pandemic, I did have a job, and I was probably at one of the most highest paying jobs around here.
That high-paying job at a local Head Start program paid $12 an hour. She had to give it up to take care of her own four kids and nieces and nephews when they went to school virtually. She likes getting more time with her family, but misses having a paycheck to better take care of her kids' needs.
Clothes-wise, shoes-wise, you know, if I wanted to spend a little extra, I could do that. But now I have to be more smart about the way I shop.
So what do you need to get you to where you want to be?
A job. A job, which I'm looking for a job.
A good paying job, one that lets her spend time with her kids after school and on weekends. A tight labor market across the country has caused wages to rise and let workers be pickier when it comes to perks and hours. But in the Mississippi Delta, one of the poorest regions in the country, Cifuentes says she still hasn't been able to find a job paying what she earned before the pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham.